Other places in the country, like Alaska, Oregon, and Washington, D.C., went further than medical marijuana and voted for recreational pot use. Campaign manager for United for Care, Ben Pulera, is pleased with the effort to pass Amendment 2. He said his organization and other supporters are poised to start the process again.
We have a constitutional amendment already drafted. We'll just submit it to the Secretary of State again and go out and collect the petitions again. And we know the 800,000 people that signed it the first time, and we'll get them to sign it again.
Some have suggested that the recent public antics by medical marijuana spokesperson, the attorney John Morgan, may have caused a slip in the polls. Ben Pulera said next time he wouldn't change a thing.
John was a great spokesman. He tells a really compelling story about his brother, about his dad. He's a middle-aged white guy with a southern accent. He's not what you think of when you think of marijuana. I think John was a great spokesman. And will continue to be a great spokesman, whether we win and we're going to Tallahassee to implement this, or whether we fall short and we're going to Tallahassee to push for a law, or going back to the voters in 2016. I think John is a great spokesman on this issue.
Canna Moms came out to the election night event. These are mothers whose children have debilitating illnesses which require a laundry list of powerful pharmaceutical drugs for maintenance of their illness. Renee Peltro is one such mom. Her son has epilepsy and needs medication to keep his seizures under control. She said pharmaceutical drugs haven't helped, but cannabis has.
So my son's been on probably a total of 30 pharmaceutical meds, and currently right now he's on 3 pharmaceutical meds, and all of them have caused horrific side effects to the point where he's been suicidal. He's asked to die. And on CBD and THC, he has been seizure-free for 4 weeks, and we've seen amazing success.
Peltro said the pros of medical marijuana far outweigh the cons.
The high that he gets from pharmaceuticals is wanting to die. The high he's felt from THC is wanting a bag of Cheetos. So what would you pick, death or a bag of Cheetos? I would say a bag of Cheetos.
The next step in legalizing medical marijuana in Florida could be a bill in the 2015 legislative session. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in St. Petersburg.